From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
CARICOM leaders say their just-concluded summit in Guyana was historic. Dominica braces for a second public demonstration against the 2002 budget within a week. Public servants are to take to the streets tomorrow, and a special team is set up to track down Jamaica's police killers. I'm Ben Mead, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Caribbean community leaders are back home from what some of them describe as an historic summit in Georgetown, Guyana. The leaders finally agreed that they would set up a Caribbean court next year. Haiti was accepted as the 15th member of the community, and they held their first formal meeting with representatives of civic groups and NGOs from across the region. Bertram Niles was at the summit.
The court is born, proclaimed St. Lucia's Prime Minister Kenny Anthony triumphantly after CARICOM leaders felt they had finally nailed a foolproof method of financing the Caribbean Court of Justice, or Supreme Court. The proceeds from a trust fund to be set up from funds raised independently by the Caribbean Development Bank will, it is hoped, keep the wheels of justice rolling, unimpeded by member states, which haven't always paid up their direct subscriptions to other regional organizations, placing them in great peril. The leaders have been at pains to point out that the court is needed to settle disputes within the Caribbean common market and the proposed single economy, and were keen to downplay any notion that it was intended as a high-end court out of frustration with anti-death penalty